translation. It says, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a child. Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, will have a baby. I have faith, but, you know, before I get too out of my way, I want to sing a song. This song's been on my heart for the last 3 days, and I feel led to sing. It's His Eyes on the Sparrow. Amen. So if you guys will help me with this song. All right. What key is that in? G.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He.
You know, it excites me because that song starts off slow. You know why? Oh, I feel discouraged. But then it speeds up. I sing because I'm happy.
Yeah. Come on.
I sing because I'm free. What other church can say I'm happy, I'm free? Now, I'm not trying to work anything.
No, it's there.
I'm not trying to do some sort of, I'm not building a church. I'm not trying to save. Everyone's already been saved. The
That's
book
right.
is closed. The work is done.
Right.
You guys just have to get up and testify again.
Amen.
To get up and manifest what God's done for you. You guys, everybody, we said on Wednesday, everybody's got a breath of life.
Right.
So what's that breath going to say? That breath should
what's it
give glory
do?
Back to God.
Amen.
So I came in here, I came excited because I know
That's
God's
right.
real. I know that I still have breath.
That's right.
I know that my job is
Praise
to get the
him.
Dead up. And that
right.
dead is going to have to hear
crazy.
My voice.
You got work to do.
You know, if nothing's impossible.
Amen.
If he can make a 91-year-old woman young again and have a not just have a child at 90, to turn back age.
Turn back.
Yeah.
Turn
if
back
he can
young.
Give Jay a liver.
Come on.
Then
Amen.
He's going to get the dead up.
Amen.
It's not a matter of if or perhaps. It's a matter of when.
That's right.
Because there eventually has to be a manifestation of that. Until that point, I'm going to have that faith. 100%.
Right.
Come
on.
And then once I have that body change, everything will be perfect.
Amen.
No more tears over there. Mm-hmm. So,
no
Lord, thank you for revelation. Thank you that you gave me the ability to hear because there's some people who go through here and still looking at symbols, waiting for that trumpet, waiting for that thunder. They're waiting for a literal storm in the skies to open up. I'm just going to step out on God.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for a kiddie pool. I'm not practicing. So this is a real faith, a real revelation. I thank God for it.
Amen.
You know, that faith is the same in every age. It's just believing God. That's all
right.
faith is.
That's all it is.
Don't make anything bigger
Don't
than what it is. It's just believing
it
God. Now, the revelation changes from age to age and, you know, time. Now our revelation is getting the dead up.
Amen.
Now it's revelation. And even before that, we got the whole Word in front of us. We got
whole
the whole
thing.
Word revealed. We can look
Amen.
All the way back and see what He has done. We already know. We already know where we're at. We know exactly where we're at.
No.
First age to really know exactly
everything
where they're at.
Amen.
You know, the Old Testament, they had to keep that law. Keep that law. Didn't know a thing about grace.
Right.
You know, in the New Testament, they just forever get their minds around grace. But we see it all. We see exactly where it lands, where it falls. I see God face to face now.
Amen.
Face to face.
Yes.
Nothing in a glass darkly. I look myself in the mirror and I know what I look like.
That's right.
I know the way God sees me.
Amen.
And when I leave,
perfect,
I don't forget what I look like.
Perfect.
I don't care what, you know, but that revelation changes. You know, and whatever God reveals to you, just have faith in it. If he gives you a little bit of revelation, like I say, just one little revelation, have faith in that. Just believe it.
Yes.
Just believe it. Don't make it anything bigger than what it is. Just believe God.
Just believe.
If he said he'd heal me, then I just believe that.
Just believe it.
And he's healed me over and over. I couldn't count you the times. You know, I don't give Satan time of day. I don't let doubt enter in. The word says believe. And don't doubt in your heart. He'll give you what you want, what you desire. I'm here to praise him.
Praise
him. I'm not here to get saved.
Praising.
I'm praising him because I am saved.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says, these works shall follow them that believe. Not precede.
That's right.
You know, everybody out there trying to get works, trying to get faith worked up, trying to, you know, make something big. Well, it's already big.
It's
just believe
already.
It. Just fall in place. You know, do what God tells you to do. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's so simple. We make it too hard. We make it, you know, where we got to, you know, try to be like somebody else.
Or don't.
Try to testify like somebody else. No. Can't nobody testify like me.
Yeah.
And I can't testify like anybody.
That's right.
And I don't want anybody to testify like me. And I don't want to test like anybody else. I want to just be me,
what
God's made me. He did a pretty good job. He's happy, so I should be happy too.
He made you the way he wants you.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I just want to manifest who I am.
That's right.
As silly as that sounds to the world, as silly as it sounds to anybody else, I really don't care. I am me. I am where God's brought me to be.
Wonderfully made.
And I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
And so thankful that he's given me an understanding, just a simple understanding.
Amen.
I know every man I meet.
Yes.
I'm confident in every situation I'm in. The flesh talks, but the flesh is just flesh. That which is flesh is flesh.
That's
right. But that which is spirit is spirit.
Amen.
And I have faith in this thing. Right. I believe this thing.
That's right.
My faith can't be stopped.
Amen.
It's not just how I have, a lot of people today have faith in God.
Yeah.
But it's a little different when you got the faith of God.
Substance.
that's a substance.
It's real.
That's something. Brother John, you really took my thought. Last Wednesday, because I was working on it, but there's so much more to say about faith.
Always more.
I'm thinking, my Lord, that's something that the bride should be looking at in its purity in this day. You know, there's so many ideas and so much worked up and thought out and intellectual garbage out there. You know, I was looking at the Bible this morning and at an app, and it had all these different translations. I counted 55 translations of the Bible.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what are they trying to do? What are they trying to work up, make up, trying to find something new? See, that's man, always out trying to find something new.
Amen.
But I just want to praise him where he's at.
Amen.
I'm not trying to remake
Amen.
Myself. I'm not trying to remake the Word.
No.
I believe the Word is exactly the way
believe
it is.
Believe it the way it is.
And that's really the blessing in knowing God.
Knowing God.
Exactly the way he is.
That's right.
I can believe him exactly the way it is.
Amen.
I don't have to work up anything. I don't have to try to figure anything out. You know, I was singing the other day about doctrine. You know, Brother Childers always said, I'm a doctrine preacher.
Yes.
You know? And back then, doctrine was needed.
Yes.
You need to get this thing straight. But we're not worried about doctrine. I'm not worried about them going to hell. I'm not worried about them taking my loved ones. everyone that comes to me will go.
That's right.
I'm not worried about them going and trying to get foolish virgin.
No.
They're ordained to come to me.
Yes.
They'll find me.
Yeah.
I'll have to go out there and stand on the street corner and start citing scripture and hear, you know, somebody get, just be me.
Just be you.
And they come to me. And everybody's different. Brother Moore talks about, you know, everybody comes to him and they give their life story and things. They don't do that to me so much. But I meet somebody and they touch God.
That's right.
And I know
Amen.
They touch God
right.
because they touch me.
Amen.
You know, and everybody's different. And that's the thing that's so beautiful about this. Each little individual part that you play, that's the individual part you play is your relationship with God. as big as you think it is, as little as you think it is, it doesn't even matter. Yeah. It's where God's got you right now. And that little individual part, you know, everybody's working out their own salvation, fear and trembling. You know, we want to please God. Brother Branham said, you know, you think all the pressure's off when you come to God. You know, you got it made. No, that's the time you the nervousness comes, the diligence comes, you know, because I want to please my Lord. I want to please him, you know. That's the time when the pressure comes on, he said. You know, but that you working that out, that you living that life, that's you finding that path and seeing what God reveals to you and having faith in that, amen. That is what, without that, there'd be nobody.
Amen.
Without that, you wouldn't make up a body. There couldn't be
that's
a body.
Right.
It's made up of individuals.
Yes.
And you bring your part, I bring my part, somebody else brings their part, and that's what makes the body.
Amen.
We saw that Wednesday.
It
I was
did.
So amazed with that when the brothers got up, because each one, they weren't taking a back seat to nobody.
That's
they come
right.
in faith, believe, and boldly
Amen.
Approaching the throne of grace. And you must do that.
You must.
If you don't like doing that, I'm sorry. You must do that.
Right.
You must be heard. You must have a voice.
Amen.
You know,
yeah.
And I know it's taking long for me. But anyway, you know, I want to get my thought out. A lot
That's
of times
right.
I get up and half thought, and I'm like, I should say more. Well, I'm going to say more this time. I'm going to just
Amen.
Believe God. I'm, you know, and these things, God deals with me these things. You
That's
know, he talks
cool.
to me all the time.
That's right.
You know, and oh, in early morning and
Amen.
Driving down the road and here and there, and I'd expect that.
That's right.
And he's brought me to a place where he just talks through me.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to recognize that. I don't want to take that lightly.
Right.
I don't want to sit back and say, well, look, God, I'm so humble.
No.
No, no,
Be
no.
bold.
The Bible talks about being bold.
Come
you
on.
Know, humble yourself before the Lord.
Right.
And he'll lift you up.
Yes.
But he'll
right.
lift you up that revelation
right.
with that voice he's given you. You know, I appreciate this place so much. I appreciate the
Amen.
People so much. I so appreciate what happened. I was so amazed Wednesday. It was beautiful.
It was
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Proud of my brothers.
Yes. Amen.
I'm sure Brother Moore is proud just
yes.
beyond.
Amen.
Because this is where we're coming to. Just simply believe God.
Simple belief.
Simply take him at his
Amen.
Word. You know, Brother Bram said that. His whole ministry.
Amen.
Only believe God. Have faith in God.
That's right.
You know, and that just means everything to me because
Amen.
Everything else tries to make it difficult. The devil tries to make it hard. The world tries to make it hard.
Yeah.
Everything's so hard. Everything's so, you know, and you get depressed. And you get down. And you get worried. And
right.
all this. That's the opposite of faith.
That's the opposite.
Faith, boldly
Worry is the opposite
approaching
of
God.
Faith.
You know, obtain any help you need. In a time of need. And he's
right.
got everything that you would ever want, everything you would ever need. I don't fear. I'm not afraid.
Right.
I simply believe him.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Don, you said something one time that just really stuck in my mind is I don't care how much that I'm covered with mud.
Yeah.
You know, I have to look. That's a revelation. I have
to
look past my flesh.
Yes.
You know, because am I going to be bold if I look at my flesh? Am I going to be used to God? If I look at my flesh and say, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that or, you know, my nature's not this way or not that way. God, look past all that stuff. And, you know, I'm glad you took time to talk because I was thinking this morning, you know, an elder really should get up in front of the church and bring a thought. You know, not just get up and say, you know, God's good and I love the revelation, but to really have a thought where God has dealt with them and talked to them because that's what the old church did.
Yeah.
That's what it did. You know, the elders got up and they said something. And that what they said edified the body
right.
and gave the body something to think about.
Right.
You know, it's an office. Brother Childers taught us that.
That's right.
He taught
yeah.
us it's an office. And I pray, Lord, give me a thought. Give me
right.
more than
right.
just, I love you, Lord. You bless me.
Right.
You know, something that really has some meat to
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And that's what I want to do. I want to be used of God. I want to be yielded. And to do that, you have to think on God.
Oh, yeah.
You have to open yourself. You say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all yeah. he tells me, I might have a little thing. But that little thing is, don't look at the flesh.
Right,
push
right.
over the flesh.
Amen.
Be bold in your revelation.
Right, absolutely.
No matter what, no matter what the world tells you, no matter what you feel, if you're up, if you're down,
That's right.
if you feel you've just totally messed up yesterday.
Amen.
Put that all behind you. Because God has done a perfect work in you. And you have a revelation.
Amen.
And that's the real you.
Right.
So dwell on that.
Amen.
Don't dwell on anything
else.
Have
faith in that.
Have faith. And be reckless in your faith.
Yes,
I listen to those words you
be
say.
Bold.
Be bold. And I go back and say, I want to be reckless in my faith.
Yes, sir.
I want to be just out there and believe it and be used.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that.
Yes.
You can be seated. You can be seated.
We get carried away. Forget to sit down.
First of all, I just want to thank God, you know, for everything that He's done for me.
Yes, Lord.
You know, for waking me up every morning and watching my heartbeat while I'm asleep. And I know my purpose, that why I'm still here, that I can meet people and wake up the dead. And, you know, I also thank God that for my husband's health, my health. And last Wednesday, the brothers, they're just like he said, they are amazing that But I also not surprised to see all of that gift from them, because like Brother Steve said, like we are full of bullets. It's because the word of God is in us,
right,
you know.
Right.
So I'm thinking like, oh my God, these brothers, they are just so amazing. I said, oh my God, it makes me excited. And then also when Brother John said, you know, like about faith. It reminds me of my husband. He's in the hospital for, that was 2014. All I have is faith, you know, that almost like 3 months that he's in the hospital bed. So, you know, that's all I have, faith. And then Satan's always, you know, always like attack me. I said, no, all I can say is no, my husband, we're going to get up in that bed and
Amen.
Go home.
Amen.
You know, so then I fight that every day, and then I beg God every day. I said, when are you gonna heal him, Lord? When? He said, face to face, he said, you know, I'm just molding your patient. So then I go home and I went to sleep, you know, and there he is. So I am thankful in this place, in this word here, you know. I cannot get this to nobody out there or churches. I have to be here. When Pastor Moore break my leg, I don't know, everybody knows, you know, I thought I'm not gonna go to church no more, but here am I, because I have to have this. I just have to have it.
That's
so
right.
I'm thankful for Amen. Everything.
I just wanted to say that the Lord gave me a revelation a couple years ago, and I didn't think much of it, because I shared it with a couple people, you know, because it meant something to me. And I know there's a scripture that goes with it, and it's what the Lord revealed to me was that if Pastor Moore, if Brother Jay, if Brother Jeremiah were not here, his word would live on here. His word would still come to pass. His word would still be spoken. I didn't think anything of it, you know, because on one hand, I'm naturalistically, you know, I was raised in the 80s, and so my father used to talk about things like, we need to build a nuclear shelter, you know, for bombs and stuff like that. So I'm thinking, you know, if there's some sort of cataclysm happens, you know, his word will live on.
Amen.
I didn't think that Pastor Moore would go on vacation, and Brother Jay would have people he needed to meet in the hospital, and that Brother Jeremiah would have things to do for work, and that the brothers would be stepping up and speaking word upon word, still giving me marching orders, fulfilling the revelation that he gave me. That his word will live on, though I could see the manifestation of the revelation in flesh in real time. Because I didn't think like that. I believed the revelation and I knew it was true. But he let me know, and that was something I had to rest, because I knew that his word would live on. I didn't think that, you know, I didn't think that I'd live to see that. You know, people say things are going to happen, and you're like, oh, that'll be somebody else's generation that'll experience that. No, he gave me a revelation, and he showed me that it did come to pass. And it doesn't just stop. It's not, because, see, his promise about his word living on is literally for eternity. Because his word is eternal. He is eternal.
Amen.
He's in every one of us. He's in my husband. He's in everybody behind me. He's in everybody in front of me. You know, the people on the internet, He's there. He's everywhere. His word, his living word to give me my marching orders. And I'm so blessed. And I wanted to share that because when it came to me that he revealed that and that it came to pass, I was hoping it would edify you guys too, because that's serious. That's manifestation.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be home. I want to get my testimony in before it gets too crazy in here. I can't even get a song in. But it's good to be home. I was tuning into services, you know, and it's just not the same compared to being here and listening. I tuned in Sunday morning, and right as Jeremiah was getting up, there was a storm that went over and knocked the connection out. And I'm like, I'm missing it. And because when you tune in on the internet, you know, it skips and you miss bits and pieces. I'm like, I want every single word I can get.
Amen.
You know, I don't want to miss a single thing. But it was good to spend time with Mom and be on the beach and all that. But it's good to be here. You know, salt water, it's bitter in the mouth and the belly. But I can come here and it's sweet in the mouth, bitter in the belly. It's at least sweet in one tense. But, you know, I'm not satisfied just standing on the shore dipping my toe in. You know, I want to jump in. I want to get submerged in this thing.
And yes.
When you get submerged, it gets in your nose, it gets in your mouth, it gets in your eyes sometimes,
sure,
you know. And it's just good to be home. It's good to see my brothers getting up. And I enjoyed the preaching. I'm nervous, but I'm happy to be home. I like what Brother John and Brother Dahmer are saying. I don't know who said it, but just be bold. If you could just believe, you know, stop overcomplicating every thought every single thing, you know, like I do with songs and testifying and whatever and fight myself and like, but I'm thankful for the battle, you know, because it shows what I can overcome.
Amen.
So because my flesh does not want to be up here leading songs, believe me, but I'm getting better at it, and I care about this body, and I want to edify, and I want to do a good job, you know. And I'm up here, I'm trying my best.
Amen,
so
brother.
I just want to say I'm happy to be home.
Reese calls me up here to play a song, but I said I have to get out here myself to do something. But before I do play, I kind of struggled with getting this out, and I kind of sat on it, but I thought, what better place to say this? So a couple weeks ago, I had gone to the ER because I had some stomach issues, really bad, that I deal with. And even though they didn't give me an answer for that, still, I came out with the blood work they had done, and it was some red flags with it. So my doctor called me, and she said, well, we're going to send you to an oncologist. She said, you know, a doctor who deals with cancer. So, you know, in your mind, you're sitting there, oh, what is this? So, yeah, my husband had gone with me. And you know, as I sat there waiting and debating, I'm like, what is, you know, there was a calmness that came over me. And, you know, I said, you know, God doesn't give me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. I don't want to fear this, you know. So when I walked in that office, he told me that I did have a precancerous condition and that I have to get more tests and blood work drawn and all this stuff done. Because he doesn't want to rule out leukemia. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, you know, God's got this. I'm not afraid, you know. I by his stripes I'm healed. I'm not afraid of it. So, you know, this is not a, as I always say, it's not a woe is me type of testimony, but I feel like it is a wow is he, because he's gonna do incredible. So
Amen.
So I'm just believing for it.
That's right.
I'm trusting in it, and you know, and I thank all you who have reached out for my parents. They're doing okay. So just keep them in your prayers, because I got to be there for them.
That's right.
So, but with this song, it's Sweet Hour. Bless my husband. He got me a new thing. I roll it on wheels, so it's a lot easier. So. Excuse the lights when you see them.
That's all right.
Husband's good to you.
Amen.
It is a party.
It is a party.
This is a little different.
Amen.
I don't have a backtrack to this. it's something different I stepped out on doing. It's a trio, but I'm playing the trio. It's three parts that I played that I put it together.
Amen.
So I hope it comes out okay.
Bring it.
Okay.
Amen.
I hope that's loud enough.
Good to be here, first of all.
Amen.
I had a thought too. If you're comfortable, you're not moving.
That's right.
That's as plain and simple as can be.
Amen. Yeah.
And God's trying to make us not comfortable.
Come on.
That's the thing that we got to stop and look at. Check ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can't be comfortable and get anywhere.
Right.
You have to get out of your shell. You have to get out of your own box.
That's right.
And the things we go through gets us out of our box.
Sure.
We go through a lot in this world. Yeah. And we're sitting there, and then all God has to put that faith in us.
Come on.
And we rise above that, and that's how
Come
we
on,
overcome.
Brother.
Because by the things we suffer.
Yeah.
That's how we learn.
That's right.
We learn it. So we need to get out of our box.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're not testifying, you're in a box.
That's right.
Because there's so many scriptures that I can say because it's necessary to speak.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way around it.
That's right.
By your words, your own testimony, you overcome.
Amen.
The first thing God says, let there be. Yeah. So, you know, from the beginning to the very end, it's all about words. It's all about what you speak. A thought doesn't matter. It's only a thought. And Satan puts thoughts in your head. You've got... It's what you speak. Not what you think. It's what you speak.
That's right.
It's
That's
more
right.
important to speak it than it is because thinking doesn't... It don't count. Really don't.
Amen.
God's not worried about your thoughts. Not so much.
No.
He's worried about your speaking.
That's
what you say.
Yeah.
Speak, and we get out of this. Speak, we go here. Speak, we go here. That's how it works. So if you're comfortable, you're being left behind.
Yeah.
We need to get out of our shell.
Amen.
We need to get out going. And it's just a thought. You know?
Yeah.
Amen.
Good thought. Needed thought.
We need every thought in here. Everybody that's here is a manifestation of a thought.
That's right.
So God wants that thought to come into reality. And the only way to do that is by speaking it.
Amen.
So that's why we need every one of you. We need every one of you to speak.
Right.
That's it. I mean, that's the whole, and that's the crux of the whole thing.
That's the overcoming.
So if you're not speaking, you're hindering me.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And I don't like that.
Amen.
Just being honest.
Amen.
So we all need to speak.
Yes.
It's just the way it is. God works that way. So
you
say, Lord, forgive me for not speaking earlier because that's just the way it is.
Amen.
And I appreciate God for letting me see that because that's very important. Because each one of us have a part, and that's what we've got our part to do. Right. It's that manifest, that word, that thought that he give us, he wants that manifested by speaking it. And each one of us have that part. And we just need to bring it out of us. So don't be complacent. Don't sit there and just do it. And I just said, okay, it's as easy as saying, there, I made the, I did it. That's all it is. It's not hard. At all. It's not hard. All God wants you to do is just put your foot out in there and say, okay, here's my mouth. Speak. And you just open it up and he will come through.
That's right.
Because when that anointing comes, he's speaking anyway. Because he says what he wants to say. All he wants is you to get out of your way and be a vessel to be used. And God will do the work.
Amen.
You can't speak bad anyway. Don't let it... You got too much word in you to do that.
Amen.
Just open up.
Amen.
Let your words be known.
Amen.
Because you've got a word that I need. You really do. Everybody's got a word I need.
Right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So we just need to allow God to use us more. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen, bro. Ted, I always say comfort zone's nice, but nothing grows there. So we're going to sing As Well With My Soul, but go ahead. You'll be the last one.
I'm so glad to be here. I'm just thankful for just what God's doing. He's squeezing what's in us out. That's all it is. You know, Ted's right. We've got too much word, you know, to sit on it, you know. And it's true, being complacent, you know, you're not moving. When you're comfortable and you're complacent, you're not moving. And I don't want that to be me, you know. I sometimes let it be for a while, but you know, I love this thing, you know, and I listen to every word. I'm just so proud of the brothers, you know. Like I said, it's just squeezing what's in all of us, you know, and I just wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and I'm just thankful.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
I asked the body to pray for my stepdaughter. They found a tumor on her pancreas, and they're saying it's 89% positive. They don't know for sure until they get all the tests back. But last Friday, they did a biopsy and put a stent in her pancreas duct. And so I just asked you to pray for her,
Amen.
And I asked for a prayer cloth for her later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. As Well With My Soul, page 224. We'll get him up.
Thank you, Lord.
When peace like a river attendeth my ways, when sorrows like sea
It is well. Yes, it is well with my soul.
Thank you for revelation. Thank you for your word, for a clear understanding, Lord. Oh, Lord, it is well with my soul. Oh, maybe the devil tries to buff me here or there, Lord, but we know who we are. You've given us a clear understanding. You've given us a revelation. He has to flee. Oh, the promise, Lord, is God didn't promise you necessarily a hole in a grave. I'm going up. I'm going to go meet him in the air, and I appreciate that understanding. And thank you for your word, and thank you for this service, another opportunity, and thank you for the testimonies and the songs. Lord, we worship you and we praise you. Lord, touch Brother Mike's stepdaughter, Lord. And Lord, you said by your stripes we're healed, and you say cancer doesn't even stand in the way. And Lord, continue to give Sister Christy rest and peace. You got it in control, Lord. This world's in your hands, not the devil's hands, not in the sense that he's got control over you. You're more powerful than he is. Touch and move and on the behalf and continue to give strength to Brother James' body, Lord. And we thank you for everything you've done for him. And thank you for what you've done for me, Lord, for a right mind, for breath, for peace, for a clear understanding, for love, mercy, and grace. Thank you for everything you've done for us. We praise you, we worship you, and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask, amen. You may be seated. Good to see everybody this morning. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord, where we can be ourselves fully. The world doesn't fully understand this, is I guess what I'm trying to say. Not that we change out there, but I don't run an aisle at work like I can run an aisle here. I don't jump up and down at work about God like I can do it here. And so I thank God for this place and place of rest. And I know it's more than these four walls, it's His Word, but this just so happens to be the house of the Lord where I come to, where God talks to me and He deals with me and He gives me freedom and He gives me joy unspeakable and full of glory. So we're thankful to be back. And it's good to have some people back. I see Jonathan and Jada made it home safely, and Skyler made it home safely. So it's good to have people home. Be with those on the road traveling. Brother Doug and Sister Renee made it home safely. So it's good to have them back. Soldiers of the Lord. And we got a wedding coming up on the 18th of August. So we're looking forward to that. Don't forget about that. And church picture on September 10th. Trying to give you plenty of time to plan for work and be off if you possibly can. And be accounted for in the picture. I'm happy and glad to be identified with this body. And we got something new going. We're going to post as, you know, Brother Destin's brought up a good idea. I think we're going to post up there, and those that want to go or can go. You don't have to go, of course, but rodeo in Waynesville, Ohio. So we're going to, I got to talk to him about a few dates and see what works for him, but that'll be out there soon. So we're looking forward to these things. It's always good to get together and fellowship and enjoy the body, enjoy hearing from you, and enjoyed Wednesday night. Appreciate the brothers being willing and getting out of the way and studying to show themselves approved, so to speak, whatever you want to call it. They came with a thought. It was good, and it blessed me. And, you know, when it's God's in this body, and He will speak through His body. And, yeah, there's offices, there's the fivefold ministries, all that. We get all that. We know how to balance all that. But in the day and age we live in, we understand the full words on the scene. And that we're not just children tossed to and fro. That God has spoke to us in here. And that's why our sisters and 14-year-olds and elders can get up and talk and say something that will bless us and help us along the way. And God does want us to move. That's why He told Moses one time, you know, Moses, I already told you I was with you. See, that's the reason why He really kind of rebuked Moses, because in Exodus 3, He told him, He said, I'm with you. You speak, and I'll be with your words, and I'll bring them the past, and I'll make these things happen. And so when Noah was standing there and figuring out what he was, or not Noah, but Moses was standing there figuring out what he was going to do, he said, Moses, why are you crying to me? Speak and go forward, you know. And that's what the bride has. We don't have to be nervous, so to speak, or wait, you know, wait, bold, you know, bold with the leading of the Lord. You know, I like saying, like Brother Branham says, you know, we do nothing until the Father first shows us. You know, because there's a lot of things I might want right now this morning. And I could just say all of them as a man. And, you know, that's none of them would come to pass. Because I, no matter how much God I got in me, I can't make a thing come to pass. I can't make one thing come to pass. You know, Jesus as a man couldn't make one thing come to pass. It takes God, that Spirit, to make something come to pass. And so we got to be led of the Lord. But when we are led of the Lord, which we are as the bride, if somebody's going to speak, it's going to be the bride of Jesus Christ. That's where He's at. That's who He's in. That's who He's working in and through. And so somebody's got to speak it, and it's going to be us. I believe that, and we have been, and we will continue to do so. And I like reminding the devil who we are. See, I appreciate the elders talking about being bold. It's not even me trying to work up my boldness. It's by revelation I'm moving. Amen. It's by God dealing with me. It's by God telling me who I am. And the devil doesn't have a place here to buffet me in one sense. Oh, he tries. He's got access. But I got something to send him on his way. You know, I don't even like personally as a preacher. I'll tell you, I get nervous every time, but I don't want to tell the devil that too much. I know who I am. Amen. I'm going to get out of the way. Right. I'm going to preach. Amen. God sent me here this morning. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. Amen. That's the way I'd like to talk sometimes to the devil. If he's got me all tore up and try to convince me I don't know what I'm going to do, or I'm going to be too shaky, I'm going to let him know I got control of this thing. Yeah. And see, I know it's God. I know it's got to be God. But who do you think's talking to you right now? I know what I'm doing. I know what to do. I know what to get out of the way. I know God wants me to step up. He wants me to say something. He wants me to get with it. He don't want me to be shaky. He wants me to take a thought and go. That's what God can use. Oh, the brothers talked about five different things on Wednesday. I don't know what I'm going to say. No, I know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they better get behind me Wednesday night.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
That's how God works.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And I know I am not the pastor. I know that. Come on now.
Amen.
I'm just telling you how God works.
Amen.
I don't want to be so nervous.
No.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
I better know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And we do.
Yes.
Amen.
Paul wasn't hesitant. As Brother James wrote us in Texas, he said, Jesus didn't get in the water and practice. He knew who he was.
Right.
He knew what he was sent to do.
Right.
He knew what the word said about him.
Yes.
He knew he was the one sent. He knew he had to pay the price. He knew he came from God. He knew he was God's son. He knew if anybody was going to talk and they were going to hear from God, it was going to be through him.
Amen. Amen.
That's how I feel this morning. That's how the bride should feel this morning. If you're going
to
hear from God, you're going to hear from him right here. If you're going to see God move, you're going to see him walk right here. You want to see God walk, look right here. You want to see God talk, look right here. You want to see God move, look right here. You want to see God run, look right here. Where's it going to come from? It's going to come through the bride of Jesus Christ. He can raise up rocks, but he doesn't need to raise up rocks. He's got a body of believers that take him at his word, that amen his word. It says, here am I, Lord, send me. That's what he wants. That's how it works. And so we appreciate that understanding. We're not children, Brother Dustin, tossed to and fro, hoping we're good enough. Hoping we can make it. He's already made it for me. I was in his mind before the foundation of the world. By his foreknowledge, he saw me. He saw me here this morning. Oh, I serve a great God. He knew how many times I'd blink my eyes. He knew how many times I'd preach. He knew I'd be here this morning. And I was going to be the one that was going to preach. I was in his mind. He saw I'd want to serve him. He predestinated me. My destination's already determined. I know where I'm going. The devil never had any ability to stop my destination. I'm a child of God on my way home. He gave me the message. That's exactly right, Brother Lockett. So I like it. I like it this way.
Yes.
That's how we talk today.
Amen.
It ain't made up. I ain't trying to say it and hope and trying to make myself believe. What I'm speaking to you right now, I really do believe.
Yes.
I believe God's that real.
Yes.
I believe he's in his body. I believe he's in the bride. I believe he talks to the bride. I believe he moves to the bride. I really do believe when you can handle and deal with me, you're dealing with God. Because this is his house. This is his dwelling place.
Amen.
So we thank God for that revelation. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter. He's real, Brother Lockie. He is real. And St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. I'm going to start with verse 1, and we're going to read the whole chapter. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon him. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you in Galilee, there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things which were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept. See what unbelievers do? They just don't believe no matter what. To the point where now they're just trying to make up a story and pay him for it. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported amongst the Jews until this day. And then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. It's a lot of scripture, but I didn't want to cut it short on you because there's a lot of good things in there. But what I want to talk about this morning, and my title is The Quickening Power. And with a little sub thought, I want to talk about being victorious over the devil. Don't want to give him any place at all. We know too much. But we've talked about the quickening power plenty of times, but just to go through a few basic things first, to quicken something is to make alive. To quicken it, to give it life. And that's what the quickening power of God does. It'll quicken something to life. It'll put action to it. He'll take something dead and bring it to life. And I was studying this week, and I was reading, and Brother Branham himself was talking. He said, you know, Jesus came and healed like the Bible said he would. And he come riding on the donkey like the Bible said he would. And he did the miracles like the Bible said he would. He said, but the thing I think that proved everything to everybody, that showed the devil, says, you got no power. He says, when he died and resurrected, that he said he was so sure what the word said about it. He said, you can destroy this temple and I'll rise it up in 3 days. And the fact that Jesus resurrected, it took the quickening power of God to do that. Proof to the devil more than anything else of who he was. Oh, Jesus got the victory. Jesus knew he was going to get the victory. But when he resurrected, what was the devil going to do with him then? He tried to kill him. And he did. But he come right back to life. To the point where Jesus says, I was dead, but I'm alive. And I'm alive forevermore. Oh, that gets me excited. I got to go slow here to go right today. But this quickening power, Jesus had so much of it that he knew if he laid down his life, that God was obligated, because the word said, I will not see my Holy One see corruption. But you know what's so interesting about it? Jesus, the man, couldn't even make it happen. You know, you say, well, Jesus is God. Yes, he is. But you realize he was a man. The point I want to try to make to you, man does not make actions happen in the sense, I'm going to force it to happen. You can't heal a person. You can't give a person a single new birth. What a man does is speak the word. He says what God says. That's the mechanics. But it takes the Holy Spirit of God to quicken that word to life. And we have that this morning. We've had it for a long time. But that's what it took, the Holy Spirit of God, to quicken Jesus to life. Let's read about it for here. This is from the Easter Still, 1965. Brother Branham said, Jesus was the Word. You believe that, don't you? Congregation says amen, just like Brother Lockett did. In the beginning, St. John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, as the promised Messiah, he quickened every word that was prophesied he would do, heal the sick, and how he'd be born a virgin, all that made it is true. He was the Word manifested here on earth, but he could not do this just as a man. It taken the Spirit of God dwelling in him. See, that's the other key point. I'm not trying to keep the Spirit of God separate from you. That quickening power is on the inside of you. That life's in there. But it took in the Spirit of God dwelling in him to quicken the promises to him. I hope that we get this real clear now. Jesus being a man himself, the body, but it took the Spirit in him, the Spirit. Jesus said, it's not me that doeth the works. It's my Father that dwells in me. He's the one that does the works. So I'm just trying to give you a little background on this quickening power. But we're going to make it real to us here in a little bit. But Jesus was so full of that quickening power. It was part of him. It was inside of him. But all I'm trying to separate is sometimes we can almost want to make something happen. I'm going to speak it. It's got to happen the way I say it. It's got to be led of God. And the only way it's going to happen is God himself. The God that's on the inside of you has got to quicken that word to life. That's how it works. But he'll do it. Because you know what he rides in on? His word. He's obligated to his word. If you speak that truth, he's obligated to quicken that truth. That's what God will do. He'll back up his word. He won't let one word fail. Oh, that gives me a little bit of confidence. There's not a single word of God that can fail. Not one. Now I was thinking of Jesus. You know, he went down and preached the souls in prison. That in itself was a rebuke to the devil. The devil tried to kill him naturally. And he shows up in hell. Says, you can try to get rid of me any way you want. But you can't get rid of me. I got work to do. I got job to do. I got to preach to the souls in prison. Continue to manifest and fulfill this third pull of my own ministry. And so, but the thing that sticks out to me, Jesus was not afraid of the devil. He knew what he was called to do. He knew what he was sent for. He knew that God's word had said about him and that God would quicken all those words that could be brought forth to pass. And he was so confident of that, that every time he saw the devil, all he did is put the word on him. So it's not lawful for you to tempt the Lord thy God. Do you know who I am? And Jesus was not afraid of him. He says, you got me down in hell. I'm just preaching to him for a few days. And as a matter of fact, not only am I preaching to a few days, my people over here on this other side, I'm going to take them out with me. They're coming out with me. And when Jesus resurrected, not only did he come out, he brought those Old Testament saints out with him. That quickening power quickened him to life. I got a quote up here. Brother Bram said, Job's ashes had laid there for thousands of years. But the quickening power is right there. And it brought Abraham out, Isaac out, Job out, and quickened them to life to where they appeared to many. Oh, that gets me excited this morning. And that was victory day. Jesus showed a man could die and live again. Not just live for a little space of time. Jesus says, I'm alive forevermore. Oh, this is not a time to back off. It's a time to know who you are. And the way that happens is God quickens his word to you time after time and time again. Now, you need both the word and the spirit. If all you have is word, it's good. But the word by itself is just a dead piece of goods. The letter killeth, the spirit giveth life. Now we know that we've eaten this book. It's become one to us. It's been quickened to us. And it's living, manifested word of God. But you can just read this Bible and study this Bible and get a real smart because they go to college and study this like they study an engineering book. They'll study this like they studied an English literature book. And they'll memorize it. And they'll preach off of it. And all they've got is a bunch of mechanics and no life behind it at all. Amen. You've got to have that spirit give you a revelation of that word. Amen. Or it does you no good. Right. You might follow it. You might mechanicalize it. You might create habits after it. But if God hasn't given you a real revelation of it, it's just man-made. Right. It's dead. Amen. And just the same, if you have no word. And all you have is a bunch of spirit. And you dance in the spirit. And you shout in the spirit. And you get excited in the spirit. And you're so noisy that you don't care about the word. That ain't good enough either. Brother Bram used a car to describe this. He called the car with gasoline the mechanics. He called the spark plugs the dynamics. He said, if there's no gasoline, it's water in there. He said, I don't care how many times that spark fires, it ain't going nowhere. You got to have the word. You got to have something for him to quicken. On the other hand, no matter how much gasoline you got in there and how clean you got the car looking and how put together it is, if there's no spark plug in there to fire up that gasoline and cause an explosion, you're not going anywhere. It takes both the word and the spirit to get this thing moving. And what's so great about it is we have the full word of God today, which allows the same Holy Spirit that's been the same Holy Spirit down through ages to quicken the full word of God. Yeah. You know, you can come to church. I ain't here to scare you this morning because believers have got this thing. You know you got this thing. But I just want to use you an example. I want to show you an example. You can come to church. You can sit on pews. Because that's what your mom and dad trained you to do. Or you heard the preacher last Sunday. You better not listen at home. You better get to the house. And you're doing a good job. You're trying to listen. I ain't putting it down. But it can still be very mechanical. It needs to be a revelation. It needs to be a change. It needs to be a real desire. Because you can go to church every day of your life, Brother Deskins. And the word just come out there. And no spirit of quickening it to you. Dead piece of goods. You could even believe some of this word. Now that'll shake you up because the only evidence there is to believe in the word. But the devil believes a lot of the word. See, the point I'm trying to make is you can come to church and believe Jesus died and resurrected. You can come to church and believe you can take your loved ones. But God can come in here and talk about the change of the soul or talk about no condemnation. You say, he says, you want to see God? Look right here. And you end up saying, I don't believe that. He takes too much upon himself. He thinks I need to listen to him. And all you have is a little belief of the mechanics. But what you need is a real revelation from God. And it'll prove who you are. It'll prove that you amen every word of God. And even when you don't understand it, you just put it on the shelf. You don't disagree with the word of God. You just amen it and you wait for him to show it to you. But we need that quickening power of God. You need the mechanics and the dynamics. I'm just talking about that quickening power. It's the power of God to bring life into something. Yeah. That's why oftentimes, at least in my experience, because I've been paying attention to God for a while now, first time or two, oftentimes somebody will testify or something, they're doing it with the right desire. And God, and it blesses the body, but it's somewhat probably 90% mechanical because they've heard it. And they want to be obedient. And it's good because you're seeing somebody be obedient. Give them that second time, third time, next thing you know, those dynamics and those mechanics have come together. And they're so out of the way that you say, look at God right there. God's just moving. So you got to present the car. You got to present the gasoline. You got to drive it, so to speak, put it up here, put it in park. Let that Holy Spirit get behind your word. Get out of the way. And watch those dynamics and mechanics in action together. That's how it works.
Amen.
Turn the key, see what happens. It'll happen automatically. But you can be so red up and give no room for the Spirit. And you can be so spiritual and give no room for the Word. It takes both water, bread and water. Eat and drink for the journey. Need a little life put behind this word. That's what we got at this church.
This ain't just coming up here and reading scripture. There's life behind this word. There's the living, moving, breathing word of God. With life behind this thing. Oh, that gets me excited this morning. So you. Let's talk about you for a minute. Ephesians 2 says, you have he quickened. Who were dead in sins and trespasses. But he come down. All right, talked about his foreknowledge. He saw you. He knew where you'd be. He knew what age you'd be in. And that spirit was there. And he gave you a little predestinated seed, just a dormant life laying there. Been with you your whole life. And the word of God got preached to you. And God quickened that word to you. And your old nature was annihilated. And your new life started manifesting. Oh, that's the experience that's got to happen to each and every one of us. And when that happens, it changes you from the inside out. You're not the same person anymore. You're not who you are. You are who you were yesterday. Now, here's the thing I like about it, because I want to talk about being victorious over the devil. It doesn't mean that you are a full-grown tree in one day. This is a process. You get your first understanding, and you start whipping the devil with that understanding. But it starts changing. It starts working on you, Brother Destin, because it really is the dynamics and the mechanics coming together, and you'll never be the same ever again in your life. It's a real change. It's more than just mom bringing me to church. It's now I want to come to church. I need this word. I want to hear this word. Mommy and daddy don't come, take me to church. That's how real this thing becomes to you. You begin to grow. You hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's a real change. It becomes you and the word and God become one. You're the living, moving, breathing word of God. Because that quickening power come down and quicken that germ inside you. And now you're the manifested, breathing word of God. And I'm here to try to help you this morning. Maybe you don't have all the muscle I got. Maybe you don't have all the faith you think I got. Because I'm battling just like you are this morning. Maybe you say, man, I look at the way Jeremiah preaches. But I'm here to tell you this morning. If you got that one revelation, that one understanding, that quickening power, that's the same in you as it is in me. You got the power of God behind you. You say, well, I'm not like the other brothers. Don't worry about that. God's dealing with you. He's bringing your manifestation to life. He's quickening things to you. It starts becoming a personal relationship, Brother Lockett. You go to church. You testify the way you testify. You sing the way you sing. Not everybody's excitable like me. That's okay. This is just who I am. But you be who you are. If God gets you turned on and you're more likely to stay right here and give me everything you got. That's how this quickening power works. It'll change you. I got a scripture I'm going to read here. Brother Bram even made a statement. I got a quote too. He said, not just the soul realm. He said, it'll quicken your mortal bodies. It'll change you all together. It'll make you do things you've never done before in your life. You do what these elders said this morning. You step into this thing. You say amen to the word of God. You let that quickening power quicken the word of God to you. And you'll be doing things you've never done in your life before. You'll start testifying or something. Now, I like to say this because we can almost make it where everybody walks my path. You're not going to walk my path. God's going to deal with you. You're going to testify different. May your first thing's a song. May your first thing's a poem. Maybe your first thing is you never walked up here and prayed before, but God's dealt with you so much, you just walk up here and you want to pray one sermon. I don't know, but God's going to deal with you and quicken this word to you and make it real to you. And you're going to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This thing will change your life, Brother Kevin. Before you know it, you used to not do anything on Sunday but sleep in. And now you're waking up early. I got to get my workout in because I normally do that about 10 o'clock. I'm going to wake up early now because I got to get it done so I can get to church. and you used to never do that before. That's because the quickening power is happening in your life. It come down and quickened that seed inside of you and brought it to life. And now it's a real relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you this morning, not everybody's supposed to be a preacher. Not everybody's supposed to be a song leader. But I'm going to give you my walk a little bit. You let God just talk to you. Before you know it, you'll just say, well, he said we ought to sing. I'm a believer. I want to sing. Next thing you know, you get up there with a song. And it'll bless the whole entire body. But even more importantly, your own personal relationship with God strengthens. You start getting a little stronger. It blesses the body. And it turns you on the inside out. Saying, that's how this thing works.
Amen.
Oh, I really do love the Lord.
Amen.
And then he'll say, you know, you want to get closer to God? Read your Bible and pray. I don't know. You got your own walk. I ain't telling you it's got to be this walk. Right. Next thing you know, you'll read a little bit more. You pray. I'm going to pick up a message book. I'm going to read this thing.
Yeah.
And God starts dealing with you. And your walk gets stronger and stronger. Next thing you know, well, nobody else is leading songs. I'm going to lead songs. And this ain't a show. This ain't because I want to be seen. I can't sing anyhow, is what the song leader would say. I ain't a professional singer, but I see a need. And I love God. And here am I. And what's happened is that quickening power has kept quickening his word to you. Not necessarily saying these actions, but is it? Is God keeps preaching to you.
Yes.
He keeps quickening that word. And you hear that word.
Right.
And you manifest that word. Because what good is it to quicken a life if that life ain't going to start manifesting?
Right.
That life's going to manifest from the inside out.
Right.
It's going to start singing. It's going to start praying. It's going to start living different.
Yeah.
It's going to start talking different.
Yeah.
It's going to start acting different. It's going to be different one way or another.
Amen.
It can't be the same. Because it's a new life altogether.
Come on.
And I'm not here to say it's got to have all 20 of those things in a row. A change can be as simple as you used to not go to church and now you're going to church. You used to not raise your hand in service, now you raise your hand in service. There's a real personal relationship going on in the inside. And God's quickening his word to you and you're growing stronger and you're growing up in the Lord. And you give that thing and give that thing. Next thing you know, you're up here preaching. That's how powerful this thing is. God can do anything.
Yes.
He'll take the person that doesn't like to talk in front of nobody.
Yes.
The quietest person.
Yes.
The shyest person.
Yes.
The stubbornest person.
Yes.
The one that's running.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, I can't run. I can't get away no matter how much I try.
Yes.
I think we're all honest at one point in time we've all tried to run.
Yes.
We've all, at one point in time we've all been like Jonah. Try to get away from this thing.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Right.
And then we'll tease others when we see them finally giving to God. We're like, you better run while you can.
Yeah.
And we know the whole time, it's just a little word that we're saying. And you can't run no matter how fast you run.
Right.
Ain't that right, Courtney?
Yeah.
I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to Texas. I'm going to leave this place. There's nothing good in Ohio. You see where she's at this morning? She's got a revelation from God. The quickening power's dealt with her. It's quickened the word to her. She got a new birth. She's got a relationship with God for herself. I ain't trying to talk for her. I just tell you what I've seen over the year. She's still here this morning. Proof's in the pudding. That's the quickening power. Quickening the word to you and manifesting outside your life. You know what Courtney's manifesting this morning? Where the carcass is. The eagles will be gathered together. What's she done? She's like, I'm gathering around the word. That's what I eat. That's how I get stronger. That's what I'm going to do. Don't let the devil take anything away from you. It belongs to you. Don't let him take your one revelation just because you don't have 20 revelations. Tell him, I got the revelation that God's given me, and it's enough to make me ready for the journey. You know, my wife, I was down, well, let me say two things. Went down and visited James yesterday. He's in therapy now to get some of the strength back. He was describing some things to me. But this therapy, there's people in there, and all they do is they have a 4-pound weight. And all they lift is 4-pound weight. But you know what they're doing? They're doing everything they can. They're lifting that 4-pound weight. And that's what I'd be doing if I'm a believer. I don't even believe we are 1-pound weight people in here. But if the devil tried to lie for me that you just got 1 pound or 4 pounds, you know what I'd be doing? Just 1 pound right in front of him. Well, if the 1 pound's what I got, that's what I'm doing. If all I'm going to do is clean the church, that's what I'm going to do. If all I'm going to do is get up and give a 10-second testimony, and that's not, when I say all, that's a lot. I'm going to lift that weight and let him know who I am. I'm going to stare him in the face and say, get behind me, devil. I'm a child of God. And you start exercising. But that's how this quitting power works. You're going to grow. You're going to grow in strength. You get the first revelation, and you're starting out as a spiritual babe. But what's so great in this age? You can grow fast in this age. The full word's here. But you keep coming to church and keep eating this word and let that quitting power quicken that word to you. Before you know it, it's 1 pound, 4 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds. You're bench pressing 200 pounds like it's nothing. You know what, Brother Destin? That's what I was thinking about my wife this morning. I was talking to her. I said, you know, you get so strong in this word, even when you're a little down and sick, you still got some stuff you do. Amen. You're going to whip up on the devil. Because I've seen my wife. I'm going to tell you all, my wife is determined. Yes. I'm going to be honest, I don't know if you've met anybody more determined than my wife. Amen. She's got a drive. Amen. Bro, I've seen her wake up sick as a dog. Now, you see, she runs half marathons, right? Now, I'm going to use a natural type for you here. She'll get up and run to half marathons. When she's sick, vomiting, you and I be in the bed. Even though she's a little weak, she'll get up. She can run 3 miles like it's nothing still. Because she's trained herself for 13. And in her weakest moment, she's still got 3 miles in her. In her weakest moment, she's got 5 miles in her. Now, at that moment, she might not run the 13 that day, but she's going to do everything she can. I'm going to run the 3. I'm going to run the 5. And I'm in bed thinking there's no way that I will get out of bed vomiting the way I'm vomiting and run 3 miles. And she's getting out of bed and going to do it. Well, that's how I am in here. I believe we should be that way. I'm a strong Christian. And even in the middle of the trial that God has allowed me to go through, that God sent me through, that God picked this fight with the devil, and I seem a little down or I'm in a molten season, I'm going to take whatever I got. Yeah. And I'm going to whip the devil with it because I know who I am. What's Brother James doing? Oh, I can't be there to preach. I can't be there to testify. I'll just send a text. I'm going to whip the devil any way I can. Jesus was so full and confident of who he was, he didn't even practice. And we've been using that for every service since. And he's going through a trial that God sent him through because he knows he's going to overcome that trial and he's able to whip the devil. And James sitting there in bed saying, I'm going to still fight the devil from my bed. When this quitting power happens to you in your life and you and God become one, the devil and all his demons can't withstand you. You can send that devil on his way. This thing's real. Brother Branham said, they were in the upper room. And I never thought about this until I read it the way he said it. Because we read the upper room story, how they all were drunk. People thought, these men are just drunk, and this and that. And Peter comes up and said, these are not drunken as you suppose. This is that, which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. But Brother Branham said, until the dynamics showed up, they were cowards. They were hiding. They weren't going to walk out and express themselves. They were scared to death. He said, but when those dynamics come down, and that quickening spirit come down, and it quickened that word to them, and they said, wait a minute, we're Joel. Where he said, this is the spirit come back on the believers, this is us. Wait a minute, they weren't coward anymore. Brother Branham said, it changed your language. Changed the way they talked. Changed the way they acted. He said, Peter was so bold, he went out before him and said, they ain't drunk. He said, this is that. This is, we're manifesting the word of God for a day. That quickening power come down. See, we said it before, if all you got is the word of God, you can be afraid of the devil. But when you get the quickening power connected with the word of God and bring it to life, the devil better flee. He better run. That's what will happen in your own very life. It will change you. Let me read a couple things here. or some witnesses. This is the Easter still. See, the rising of the sun in the Easter still is where he spoke the most about the cooking power. That's why you're going to have a lot of quotes from this morning. Now, it's the earnest or the potential, the quickening power of the resurrection. When you receive the Holy Spirit, is then dwelling in you. Notice, you are now on your way, growing to the full resurrection. No tree comes up overnight. It's got to grow. As we grow in the grace and knowledge of God, you are baptized into the Holy Spirit. Now, as the Pentecostal church baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's been growing. Limbs has died. They've been pruning them off, but the tree is growing. It's still growing because it's got to come to the resurrection. They're led by the Spirit to quicken the word to you who is believers. The word keeps quickening, and you become the first limb, the second limb, the third limb. It keeps quickening. The Spirit of God keeps quickening you. What you trying to say? You're going to get that first revelation, and you're going to be pretty strong with that. But you're going to keep hearing that word, service after service, and that quickening power is going to quicken the word to you. And you're going to grow stronger. You're going to be more powerful. And before you know it, you're going to be in here on a Sunday like Brother Deskins, saying, I ain't got no room for the devil. He's got to go. I know who I am. That's how this thing works. Now, I want to read another thing, because what's a quickness? It's quickness to our day and its message. We are the living, breathing Word of God for our day and its hour. Brother Branham says, when the preacher of God's words comes forth and it is vindicated and proved that it's God's word for this hour, then there's something within the believer. I don't care how loyal his father was to the church, or how loyal his mother was, or his grandparents. If that church is teaching contrary to the hour of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there's something in him that screams out, and he'll leave the barnyard. You know, that's how real this thing's got to come to you. At some point in time, this isn't mom and daddy's revelation. Mom and dad might leave. Grandparents might leave. But it's got to be a personal relationship between you and God. God's quickening to you. He'll leave the barnyard. He's got to do it. The chicken might have been all right one day, but this is eagle hour. It's different. And there's something. He must leave the old coop and fly into the blue. And going on down, he says, now the Holy Spirit is here on earth looking for those individuals that God has ordained to life in this age. And as soon as he finds it, it does just like it did on Jesus Christ, the great super son of God who redeemed us all. It comes down and takes its abode in the human life. Notice, brought the quickening power. That quickening power that came upon Jesus quickened him to manifest every promise of the word that day. So does the Holy Spirit come upon us in this day. It's not a mockery. It's not the devil mocking the Holy Spirit, but if it's the real, true Holy Spirit, it will manifest the promise of this hour. When it fell upon Luther, it manifested the promise of the hour. When it fell upon Wesley, it manifested the promise of the hour. And when it falls in this day, it will manifest the promise of this hour. God's already quickened Luther's message. What he's working on in this hour is the word for this day. And you guys all know where we're going to end up with this thing. We're going to get out of here one day. But you realize I'm Luke 17, you're Luke 17, 30 in manifestation. That's the word of the hour. That's what's been quickened. What is Luke 17? That's the Son of Man. The Son of Man's walking around again. I don't have to pray to become the Son of Man, Kevin. I am the Son of Man. It's what's been quickened this hour. I am the Word of God manifested for my day and its hour. That's how it works. With every heartbeat. I'm the living, breathing Word of God. You're the living, breathing Word of God. With every heartbeat. It's what's been quickened this hour. Luther didn't even know that he was being the fifth church age. But without even trying to know what he's supposed to do, he did every bit of what he's supposed to do. Because that quickening power quickened that word to him, quickened that word of the day to him, and that's how it works in this day.
That's right.
You know, if we were honest, we probably weren't even really the ones looking for God. God came and found us. We didn't know what to do and how to find God. We just happened to cross God's path by chance, we say, but it wasn't by chance. God knew exactly where he was going to find you. And he was going to deal with you. And he was going to start talking to you. And then before you know it, that new birth came without one sensation. And you changed. And you started manifesting your day and this message for that hour with every heartbeat in your life.
say, Jeremiah, I don't even know what Luke 17:30 is. That's all right, you're still Luke 17:30. You say, I don't know what St. John 14:12 is. That's all right, you're still St. John 14:12. Why am I trying to say that's the word of the hour? Maybe you as an individual, God's only given you, the heart has been turned back. But you're the word of the hour, people. That quickening power is here, bringing forth every promise this hour. He's not going to let one fail. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to, I always like to say, but what's so real to me this week and why I want to talk about being victorious, the word can't fail. What's promised in this hour can't fail. We have been, we are, and we will keep being the word of this hour and manifest every promise it says about us. You know, my faith is increased, Brother Deskins, and I'm not trying to make it increase in you. It will happen if God quickens to you. But I realize I am the living word breathing for this day and hour.
Amen.
What it says about the bride has to happen in our lives.
Yes,
I don't care how much the devil comes lies to me and tries to tell me contrary, because all he is a lie and the father of it. But I know what the word says about me, and I'm not going to stand on anything else but the word.
Yes.
I'm going to step out on the word for my day and its hour. And the only way it'll work is that quickening power comes out and quickens that word to you. And you won't be able to help but be what's in you to be. See, the devil likes to bother us in this day and hour. He likes to tell you you're not worthy. I was thinking about the devil because talking to somebody this weekend. I thought that devil was really talking to them. And they ain't got the ammunition I got to get rid of it. That ain't making me something great. I just think we're blessed to have a revelation. But that devil tried to take your joy. These demons, Brother Deskins, show up in so many different ways. Said it before. I can't. There's so many of them. I can't even get through them all. We'd run out of time. Some of them just the demon are trying to fit in with the world. Demon of peer pressure at my kid's school. I've talked about that before. Demon of peer pressure fit in at work. But they're tormentors. Some demons are just nothing but tormentors. And I was walking this morning, I thought, you know what? If I talk too loud, the devil will talk to me long enough. I'm just going to show you how he works for a minute.
Sure. Right.
Then I'm going to tell you how to send him on his way.
Right.
At the end of this, we're going to still be victorious.
Right.
But the devil's greatest battle I ever fought right here.
Right.
And he'll take something you feel in your body. And if you let him talk to you long enough, in this day and age of the internet, you look something up, he'll have you believing you got something you don't even have. He's going to have you believing you're going to die of something. That's how many demons are out here in this day. He'll have you accepting some untruth that's not even real. Because that's the devil's job. He's trying to torment you and talk to you, get you to think you're not a child of God, get you to think you're going to be sick and die. I don't know. He fights us in all kinds of different ways. Try to pull you away from the word and put some doubt in there. Put worry in there. Put fear in there. But we got faith.
Amen.
We got revelation. You know what revelation is? It's the mechanics and dynamics coming together. It's God quickening the word to you. Faith is a revelation. And what's so great about it? What did Jesus say? Upon this rock.
Yeah.
Upon revelation, I will build my church.
Yeah.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't listening to the lie of the devil. I know who I am. I know the work I got to do. I know the job I got to do. You got to talk like that for yourself. He comes talk to you and say, you ain't good enough. Say, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Quickening power's here, and it's quickening me, the word of God, and I know who I am. Send the devil on his way. Devil make you afraid to even leave your house. That's the age we live in. It's neurotic age. But I ain't going to touch the people I need to touch if I stay in the house. I might as well look at the devil and say, I'm the word made flesh. I ain't doing it in these four walls. I'm going to walk out and talk to people and deal with people and let them touch God. That's what I'm called to do. You can try to put fear on me and COVID on me and all these other things. I know who I am, and I'm going to do my job. You got to rebuke that devil. You got to send him on his way. How do you overcome? You put the word on him.
Right.
Jesus used the word on him every single time.
Yes.
Torment him for a while. Do you know how small you are?
Yeah.
Do you know my Father created you?
Right.
Do you know your end is coming?
Yes.
Do you know I'm a child of God? Yeah. You know I'm sent for this hour. I ain't got time to listen to your lie. Yeah. And I'm here to tell you, I just want to help you for a minute. You ain't always going to feel it. You're not always going to feel like it. I like to use that on the devil. Because I went through a few trials. And in the middle of those trials, Brother Deskins, there's been moments where I didn't feel so good about it. I didn't feel so joyful. I wasn't so anointed. But God would come in here and give me a little word. He preached to me, quickened that word to me. And despite not feeling like it, I started applying that thing to my life. That's how it works.
Amen.
The devil tells you, you know, you are tired this morning. You sure you don't want to sleep in? You know what you got to do? You got to apply the word. I'm going to use that simple example. I got to get to the house. I need the word of God. Oh, my body might be tired, but by the time I get there, I'm going to be awake.
Right.
You know, we was reading about Philip the other day, and I thought that time Brother Moore said, I might not get the physical 8 hours of sleep, but make it feel like eight. If God could take Philip and transfer him 150 miles away with that quickening power, he can make me up and make me feel like I got 12 hours of sleep. He'll give me what I need to get the job done. See how this quickening power works? When God's revealed this word to you and you know who you are, the devil can't stand with in front of you. You send the devil on his way. You're the one with the sword of the Spirit. And like, what did I tell you? You can't physically whip the devil. You're not even fighting him in flesh and blood like that. It's spirit. You put the word on him, and you know what? That Holy Spirit inside you quickens that word and defeats the devil every single time. But I ain't going to let the devil tell me who I'm not. I'm going to tell him who I am. I ain't going to let him keep me in my house. I'm going to walk out. I ain't going to let him keep me laying in bed. I'm going to get up. I ain't going to let him tell me I can't preach. I'm going to preach. I don't care how much mud I got on me, like they said this morning. I'm going to stand up and say I'm clean. I'm a child of God. I'm spotless. I'm sinless. I'm exactly what God wants. Light puts out darkness every single time. Every promise in this book, everything it says about you will come to pass exactly so. So when you know when something's against the word, you know it's a lie from hell, and put it in its place and send the devil on his way. Devil make you afraid to get up here, testify. He'll try to make you afraid to get up here, lead songs. He'll try to make you afraid and say, what are people going to think? But you know what? You got to put the word on him. God said. God said we should testify. God said we should sing. God said let everything have breath. Praise the Lord. You know what we're doing is we're really manifesting scripture, people. We're not just manifesting haphazardly just the desire of a man. No, I want you to testify more. No. The word says you overcome by the words of your testimony. The word says let everything have breath. Praise the Lord.
Right.
This ain't man up here giving you some man desire. That's just, as Brother Schuller just said, my head's just a bunch of junk.
Yes.
I have a lot of things I like in my house. But that doesn't apply to your house.
Right.
That's just convictions in my own, in some cases junk, in some cases God has convicted me. But you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's just man getting what they want. I have a certain way I like a steak cook. Not everybody gets their steak cooked the same way I do, Brother Dustin.
Amen.
Some get it well done. Some get it medium rare. Some get it medium. Some get it medium well. That's just individual preferences. But what we're after, the headship is the word.
Amen.
We're after the word. So testify is manifestation of the word. Sing is manifestation of the word. We're manifesting the word with every heartbeat.
Amen.
But this quickening power has come down and it's so real.
Yes.
I was studying. I'm going to use some examples here. It's only 11:30. I got at least till noon. Give me at least till noon, people. We got time here, but I got things you're going to enjoy. It's going to bless you here. But you know, when you read about rising of the sun, Brother Branham used not just Old Testament examples, he used some New Testament examples. And he used them in the upper room. And he talked about how they come out of that upper room and they were so bold. They knew who they were. They weren't afraid of the devil. Stephen, we read about the other day, it said he was full of grace and truth, and basically, he went out there and he stood before the Sanhedrin Council, and he rebuked them, knowing that they were going to want to kill him. And he did it anyhow, because he knew God sent him. And you know what they ended up doing? They ended up stoning him to death.
You know why? Even with sickness sometimes, you say, well, I didn't get healed as fast as I wanted. God knows what he's doing, people. He'll heal you on time. You know, sometimes some of us are going to die. Some of us are going to die. But you know what? As long as I have breath, I'm going to manifest God on this side. And when I die on this side, to die, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'll just go to the new body. Either way, I'm winning. But we're going to do this thing. But they were bold, and Stephen knew what he was sent to do. He had a revelation. He had the quickening power happen in his life.
Right.
Philip, he baptized that Ethiopian, got transferred.
Right.
They weren't afraid
right.
to manifest the word for their hour.
That's right.
Brother Abraham even asked the question, he said, I wonder where we are today.
Yeah.
He said, are we bold enough to take a stand?
Yeah.
Take a stand on the word of God? And you know what? And I like to say like this, no matter how much you say, I'm going to take a stand, you can't make that thing happen.
No.
That stand's happening because God's talking
That's
to you
right.
and giving you a revelation. And by natural, it just happens naturally because he's quickening that word to you. And you're like, I am the Son of Man. I can take my loved ones. I am going to proclaim healing when he tells you to do. You're going to stand on that word. But I was thinking this morning, because those are good stories, real stories. And they apply today. You know, I believe God can heal today just like he healed back then. I believe God can do miracles today just like he did back then. I believe that we as the bride of Christ will be bold just like they were back then. Even today. But the one thing they didn't have back then, I was just thinking about this morning. They had the full word of God for their day and his hour, but they didn't have the seven thunders. They didn't have rapturing faith.
Amen.
Oh, well, I'm not here this morning really trying to get you to heal a bunch of people. I'm really not here this morning trying to get you to be bold all together like they were in the upper room. That'll keep us here. What I really want you to remind you of this morning, our day and this message is rapturing faith. It's time to get out of here. That's what I'm standing on. That's what I'm believing on. And he's already started the process of quickening that. Brother Bram said it's been spoken. Now let it happen. I'm going up. I'm getting out of here. And while I'm here, I'm going to see some healings. I ain't going to take back. If he can take a man and transfer him 150 miles, if he can get James a new liver, if he can heal people of cancer, I ain't stopping believing. I ain't going to listen to the devil's lie. I'm going to stand on the word of God. The quickening power will quicken it. He quickens his word. It says by his stripes we're healed. I'm going to see more healings. I believe that as long as I'm here. I believe as long as I'm here, I'm going to go out to face this world every day, and I will manifest God to them every day. And I don't care how crazy they think I am. I will do what I'm ordained to do. And I ain't taking it down for no devil. But I also want to say, I know what my real purpose is. I know what I'm really trying to do. Because, you know, some people, we can almost stop healing. Healing's good. Healing builds our faith. Healing does a lot of things. It's a great thing. Absolutely part of it. I ain't putting it down in that sense. But if I get to see a healing and I see a miracle tomorrow, I haven't arrived where I want to arrive at. If I go out and meet another foolish virgin tomorrow, which I'll be excited about, trust me, I'm going to be enthused about it. I believe I'm supposed to do that in this day and hour while I'm alive. It turns me on. They meet me different ways than they meet you, as you were saying, Brother Dustin. I believe that. But I haven't arrived where I'm going to arrive. I know this is the hour of the rapture. I know it's time to go up. I know it's time to have a change of the body. And there's not 200 million demons that's going to stop it.
No,
there's no devil that will convince me otherwise. This is the hour of the change of the body.
Amen.
This is the hour of the rapture. This is an hour where we don't just get healed and die again in 80 years. We get changed and we will live forever. And the devil won't be able to buffet us because we'll have all three rims perfect.
Amen.
That's what I'm believing for. That's the word that's coming this hour. That's what the seven thunders brought. It brought rapturing faith. The quickening power showed up in this day and hour, and it is quickening the word of our day, and it's bringing forth a rapture. You say, that's just words. Oh, it gets more and more real to me. See, I see what he did for Philip. I see what he did for Stephen. I see what he did for Moses. I see what he did for Enoch. I see what he did for Jesus. I see what he did for Paul. I see what he did for Brother Branham. Why would I stop to think he's not going to do the same for me?
Right.
He's going to heal off my voice. He's going to move off my voice. He's going to follow my words and quicken my words. And so much so, I believe one day this bride's going to say, it's time to get out of here. And it will happen just like he said it would happen. He's already spoke it. We're going to do nothing but keep speaking. And he will quicken that word. The quickening power is here to bring all his words to pass. That's what the thunders were all about. God himself come down. Quicken this body. He quickened you, gave you a new birth. He quickened them individually all the way down through the age, gave them a new birth. In this last age, he come down and said, I'm getting in my bride now, and I'm going to give her life. And the headship come down to the body, and we're moving, living, breathing bride of Jesus Christ. That's where we are right now. Let me find that. Brother Branham said, it's the Holy Spirit today hunting out honest hearts that will believe that message. Now listen to this. Everything in the Bible that was promised is to that believer. And when you accept it in its fullness, and God knows that you'll do it, he gives you the abstract. That's the title deed. That means everything's wiped off that slate. Nobody can come back and try to claim it. And then every promise that's made is in your possession. And the Holy Spirit is here to quicken that to you. Brother Branham says, oh my, what kind of people should we be? How wonderful to see God's great Holy Spirit here to do that power. Think of it. The Holy Spirit himself here, bear record of this hour. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Jim, I believe he's promised me a token. He's promised my loved ones. He's promised me healings. He's promised me a new body. He's promised so many things. And I believe him and take him at his word. I ain't backing off. Devil ain't got no room here. I want to send the devil on his way that much more today. I want to be like Brother Moore and say, you're going to have to go over there and just sit down a little while. I'm going to whip you up a little while. I'm going to box your ears a little while. I ain't got time for you here. And it's happening because God keeps quickening and making this word real to us, and we get stronger and we realize who we are. We say, devil, get behind me.
Amen.
Look how we talk today versus how we talked 20 years ago. Look how you talk today, how you talked 5 years ago. Look how bold you are today versus where you were 2 years ago. Look at the things you say today that you didn't say 2 months ago. God keeps quickening this word to us, making it brighter and brighter to us to where we realize who we are. And you got John and Don Destin's up here this morning telling us, be bolder with the devil. Stand on that word. Send him on his way. That's because the quickening power is here to bring everything to pass. And it's quickened in our very lives. A few examples here for you. Enoch, Brother Bram used. Because he used his quickening power. He said Enoch walked 500, 600 years. I forget the exact number. Believing God all the days of his life. He said he pleased God because he had faith. And one day, God just took him. And he was no longer on this earth. First rapture in the Old Testament is what Brother Bram called it. He said that quickening power. Quickened Enoch, took him off the face of this earth and put him in a raptured situation. That's how real this thing is. This ain't make-believe, people. These aren't stories. This is God really here doing these things and bringing his word to pass every single time. He used Elijah. And you could use so many different stories. You could use Abraham and Sarah that Seth used this morning. But he talked about Elijah, how God came down with chariots of fire and transported him off the face of this earth. That quickening power, so powerful. It'll do what the world thinks is impossible. It's been doing what the world thinks is impossible. I don't even want it to sound like it's something that we're trying to obtain. It's here in our very lives, manifesting the Word of God in and out through our lives every day. I just want to help increase your faith to realize it's going to do everything you need it to do. It'll bring every promise of God to manifestation for you in your very life. Philip, you know that story's been in the Bible a long time. And I've read about that a few times, and I think I've read right over that, but he baptized that Ethiopian. And when the Ethiopian come out of water, he didn't even see Philip anymore. God had transported him 150 miles. Now you realize that wasn't even the rapture. That was just taking him and moving him 150 miles. That's what the quickening power will do, people. It'll give you 8 hours of sleep when you only got two. It'll get you where you need to go, and on 1 0 hours of sleep, that quickening power can help you in life. And it ain't about just a bunch of miracles, but it can bring miracles to pass in your life. All things are possible with God. Just only believe. But I'm counting on this quickening power. It's already started this rapture rolling. It's already been spoken. It's already started quickening that shout and that voice. But one day I'm going to have a change of the body. If it can transport Philip and it can take Enoch, it's going to change this body. It's going to quicken that word. And I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to go up and meet him in the air. I believe it exactly so. I'm just waiting for the hat to get in the right place. I'm just waiting for the right time. But I believe the word of God's here in its fullness. And he's here quickening every word that he's given us. And he won't let one word fail. Not one place, one iota. That's right. Brother Branham even talked about going beyond the curtain of time. He said that quickening power took me beyond the curtain of time. He said he looked back and saw himself laying on that bed. But you know what's so great about that? He said, I saw you there. Oh, that makes me feel good. I knew I was going, but that's just another confirmation. He said, I saw all you there. He said, it was real. And then he said, what's that noise down there? And he says, it's Paul's people. They're shouting because they're getting in. He said, well, Paul's people's getting in. My people's getting in because I preach what Paul preached. See, I was thinking sometimes we make this thing so hard and some deep revelation. Just believe what Paul preached, people. Just preach what Paul preached. That's what Brother Bram said. I'm going in. I know you got to recognize your day and its message, but what did Brother Bram say? I preach what Paul preached. That is part of our day and its message. I preach what Paul preached. Don't make it hard. But this quickening power is the power of God bringing his word to life. It covers every promise in this word of God. You don't have to take down through the devil for nothing. Every good thing that God has promised you, he can bring it to pass. He writes out on his word. That's why even when we speak, it's the word of God coming from the mouth of God. That word goes out and it's that quickening power that brings what we speak to pass. You give somebody instructions, they follow them, and it happens exactly to you. God moved out on that word. He brings that stuff to pass. That's how this quickening power works. It's not make-believe. It's real. In your everyday life. I want to read one more scripture here. Romans, the 8th chapter. We're going to do verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, we know it does. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Not God floating somewhere. God is in you. That dynamic power is on the inside of you, people. You and it are one. It's the very life you got. Your flesh can't make it happen, but that real life in you, that quickening power on the inside of you, is here to manifest and bring to pass every bit of word of God promised for the hour that we live in. And it will quicken your mortal bodies. Go back, talk about it a little bit, but Brother Branham even said, it didn't just quicken their soul only. He said it worked on their bodies and it started to manifest on the outside. See, I'm not sure I've done that yet. Yes, you have. You come to church. You're manifesting the Word of God. You raise your hands. You're manifesting the Word of God. It starts getting you, that inside out change, it starts manifesting on the outside, and God's dealing with you and quickening His Word to you. Yes. And as I already covered, you become a brand new person. Right. Doing things like you've never done before. Praising God, not worrying about what people think. That's how powerful this quickening power is. And one day, I ain't looking for just staying here. I'm looking for a change in this body, Brother Deskins. This mortal body, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we all shall be changed from mortality to immortality. I'm going to have a glorified body. I'm going to have a theophany. I'm going to have a new soul. I'm going to be perfect in all three realms. I'm going to meet him in the air. I'm going to a wedding supper. It's going to happen just like he promised it. Just like he's quickening everything else, he will quicken that. That quickening power is here to bring his word to life. And it's an everyday life. Don't take down to the devil. Don't let him lie to you. That quickening power inside of you. Think about that. That same spirit that dwells in you. Not outside of you. Not praying to God all somewhere. That spirit dwells on the inside of you. It's with you every day of your life. It's here quickening his word in your very life. It goes out writing on your word and brings it to pass. Goes out with you and defeats the devil. What are we afraid of? We got God on the inside of us. It's got the ability to quicken all of his word. Every promise, everything I need, it's right here.
Amen.
You're looking at it in the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm not even waiting for him to show up.
Right. As he was in Christ.
Amen.
So as he is in you.
Yeah. Amen.
Christ was,
Lord
was in Christ.
Amen. Christ.
Christ. Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Exactly right. That quickening power is part of you.
Amen.
It's your very life. Oh, I want to make sure that point gets driven home. This ain't a spirit floating off somewhere. Yeah, God is a spirit. And he's doing things, but that spirit is on the inside of you. Manifested in your very life. Working through your life. With you every day of your life. That's why I said my little subtext is I want the devil to know who we are.
Amen.
Send him on his way. I and my Father are one.
Amen.
I'm not waiting on God to show up. He shows up when I show up. He walks in when I walk in. He steps into the room when I step into the room. Like we said plenty of times before, the most important person in the room is here now. And it ain't because you're seeing Jeremiah. The word made flesh is here. That quickening power is here. The Spirit of God's walking inside of me. All that quickening power, I want to describe it to you so you understand it's quickening the Word of God to life. But it's not a different God. It's the same God on the inside of you.
Amen.
Bringing every promise to pass.
Right.
Oh, I can't make it happen as a man. But the God right here that I am, he will quicken that word and bring every bit of it to pass. Brother Ram said, he used it as an example. He said, Jesus went down there to get baptized. And what happened? This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. You know, that's what God's saying about us. This is my bride. The quickening power's here. We're not even like the nominal church world and got God somewhere off somewhere. He's walking around in human flesh. You realize that's really the Son of Man, the Word made flesh, is the Word and the Spirit becoming one, manifesting the Word of God. That's happening with every heartbeat today, this morning. I like how Paul said it. He said that same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus dwells in you. That's God. That's the quickening power. That's the thing bringing everything to life. That's the thing that transferred Philip. That's the thing that raptured Enoch. That's the thing that's going to quicken your mortal bodies and bring you to a raptured and glorified condition. It's going to happen, people. God will quicken every word and bring every word to pass. I'm not bold with my man-made abilities. I'm bold with the word of the hour. Knowing that the Spirit and Word is here, and that Spirit quickens that Word, and it's going to quicken every promise in the Bible. I'm just, I'm spotless, can't charge me with anything, nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. My quote, Brother Bram had those Old Testament saints coming up, and he said, that quickening power got them up, is the same quickening power is going to get you up. He said, if it can get them up in the Old Testament, it's going to get you up here too. That quickening power ain't waiting on it, it's here this hour. That's the other thing I like to say. We're not waiting on the thunder to show up. We're not waiting on some new revelation. We're not waiting on God to come down again. God's already here. He showed up in 1963. He uttered those thunders. Quickening power revealed the word to us. We've had it for a long time. We're the bride of Jesus Christ who he married, and we're the ones he's coming back for, and we're the ones that are going to meet him in the air.
Amen.
Oh, do I have the quickening power? It happened. It's in you at your new birth. That spirit's dwelling inside of you. So don't be afraid of that devil. You're the living, breathing Word of God for the very hour that you're living in. Oh, that's good. Makes me, I'll just speak for myself. It makes me believe a rapture could happen any moment. It makes me believe, let the devil show up right now. We're going to send him on his way. That's how I feel right now. And it's not, like I said, it's not because I got these fists up here. I got these spiritual hands up here. I got the word and spirit made spirit in my own life. I got headship to the body. I got God here manifesting every promise of the hour. I have to be Luke 17:30 because that's who he is. I'm St. John 14:12. I'm Thessalonians 4. I am the final voice. I really believe it because that's what God's quickened to me in this hour. And 20 years ago, devil almost made me half believe. Cast so much doubt on me. You sure you're going to be called? The rapture's going to happen. I believe it this morning. It's much stronger than I did 20 years ago. I see much more clearly this morning that he really is here. He's here, full word. Fullness of the Godhead bodily again. Son of man on the scene. Oh, people, I know we know this. We've got to preach this a long time, but we really are that final voice. We are the voice of resurrection. When we speak, God speaks. When we move, God moves. We are the ones going to get out of here. As that song says, right, I sang it twice. I ain't looking for the grave. I'm looking for the sky. And even if I go by grave, I'm going to get out and go to the sky. Because even those sleeping saints are going to resurrect. We're going to meet them. We're going to go meet the Lord in the air. Brother Moore used to say to Chalice, he said, hey, God didn't promise you a hole in the ground. He promised you a hole in the sky. That's how I feel this morning. Yeah. Give me another day and I'll believe it more. And you know what? We're right where we're supposed to be. Because that's the lie of the devil. Well, you don't believe it enough. Or you're not far enough. The rapture's going to be right on time. I am right where I'm supposed to be. Where I have as much information and revelation I'm supposed to have. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And when God wants to break it down more to me, he'll do it the next time. And I'll get stronger and stronger because he'll keep quickening that word to me, service after service. It's an inside teacher. So what Brother Brad said, we've talked about that before. That Holy Spirit, that quickening power is an inside teacher now. It's not somewhere, it's an inside. It takes that word and it just quickens it to you. That's what the quickening power is all about. Come on, musicians. Go right ahead, Sister Jane. Yeah. Sister Jane will be first. Then we'll do Brother Isaiah, and then we're going to pray for Brother Mike's.
I was just very thankful for that, and it's so exciting to me, and it makes it so real, and it just brings you up. And there was actually something that I had read this morning. It was a Brother Branham quote, and I thought it tied so perfectly, and it enthused me this morning. I was going to say something, and then that brought even more out for me, and it was from the Seed Shall Not Be Heir with the Shuck, and it said, man was created in God's image. God is a spirit, so he's the spirit man. Then when he became flesh man, animal flesh on this earth, he is showing, portraying here the bride. He is never taken and made another being, but he took part of Adam, the original creation, took from him a rib from his side, and took the feminine spirit out of Adam and left the masculine spirit in there and placed in the feminine part. Therefore, it's part of his word, part of his body, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, word of his word, life of his life, and that's the way it is the bride of Christ. That's why the rapture is the royal seed that has to come first. And the rest of the dead shall not live for 1,000 years, but then they're brought up to the white throne judgment. See, there's no judgment for the royal seed or the predestined seed.
Amen.
I was just so excited because we're that feminine part. And that's what he had from the beginning. And that was what's in his mind. That's why it came out in Adam, because that was the plan from the very beginning, that he wanted the feminine part to be able to call up that rapture. And I'm just thankful that I'm part of that, that I have a revelation on that. And I'm just thankful that I'm just part of his plan.
Amen. That's nothing but the truth. Well, Isaiah?
It's a beautiful service this morning. You know, I was going to testify about what God's showing me this week. And then I was going to ask for prayer for, you know, a hurricane that's about to hit the islands. But, you know, I'm not here right now to do any of that because I was bothered almost this whole entire service because of something. God sees everything that's going on in here. He knows when you're chewing your nails. He knows if you're not listening, if you're not taking it in. He knows. He sees every single thing. And, you know, there's no reason why there's three brothers standing in the back by the door, and then a sister's got to dodge them, holding a baby. You know, that bothered me all service, and I'm not taking this burn home. We just need to be a little bit more aware for everybody in here and for our surrounding. It's called spatial awareness. And I feel so strongly about that. And thank God for live stream, because I can go back and get what I needed out of this service. It was a beautiful service. Thank you.
Amen. Let's pray for Brother Mike. He says your sister-in-law, right? Prayer your steps and daughters. All right. Here you go. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for letting us know you're real, Lord, that you're able to fulfill your word and you're quicken that word. And Lord, just as much as you've manifested Luke 17:30 and St. John 14:12, Lord, you said by your stripes you're healed. You're able to quicken and heal that body, Lord. And we rebuke that cancer. We send the word of God, Lord, and touch Brother Mike's stepdaughter and touch her body. We believe in your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. God is good. And we thank God for everything he's done for us. Thank God for our brothers back there. I know them to open doors, so we're good. So let's sing page 6, key of C. Lift up our hands. And why don't we lift up our hands and praise the Lord? Why don't you lift up your